This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. A 20-point decline in the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Confidence Index to 158 in May is still high by historical standards. The Glean Ag Industry attitude from a 400-person response. They attributed the decline due to expectations building that costs are rising and that unfavorable tax rules are in the works. As I noted in a previous report, the cost structure for the current year for grain producers is very favorable, as most fixed inputs were purchased before prices rose. The cost increase will catch up to us next year. As to U.S. tax policy, I would be shocked if they were not the worst-case scenarios being discussed now. There is bipartisan consensus among rural politicians opposing eliminating the stepped-up basis in 1031 exchange. I believe that they'll carve out exemptions for farms and small businesses. There is concern over losing fast depreciation that many farmers use for tax planning. Most surviving Democrats left in office in rural districts are in political peril from Biden tax plans. They'll have to accommodate these office holders to get a majority to pass anything. The overall attitude of respondents to the survey improved remarkably, with 54% saying they expected widespread good times for the ag economy in the next 5 years. I would be in that camp. What makes me most nervous is not what we can see, but what we can't. There are always unexpected surprises. The Creighton University Rural Main Street Index hit a record high of 78.8 in May. That is a survey of rural bankers, and I've never known them to be an eyes-to-the-sky bullish lot. Over 60% of them said their local economies expanded in May. Depositors are flush with cash. Nearly 90% of them said that their local economies would be growing even stronger if they could find workers to hire. 28% of manufacturers say finding and hiring qualified workers was the greatest obstacle to their business. They calculated that farmland cash rents rose 7.3%, which was more percentage-wise than the ISU survey. The bankers should have some inside knowledge on that. The Farm Equipment Sales Index rose to 67.9 from what was previously very depressed levels, so some pent-up machinery demand has shown up when farmers think they will have more dollars to spend. Equipment manufacturers are experiencing all the same supply chain disruptions as have others, so have a hard time ramping up production to meet demand. Used equipment values have reportedly risen 20%, just like the used auto market. Even the bankers themselves said that they were having trouble hiring. Bankers responded to the Creighton survey similar to respondents to the Purdue Confidence Survey in registering their concern over proposed tax changes. The Big Picture Drought Cycle Review. Subscribers have gotten used to my citing Iowa State University climatologist Dr. Elwin Taylor for our crop production estimates. He did give us his forward-looking forecast that the Farmer-Benner 20-year drought cycle, which is visible in tree rings going back as far as there were trees to count rings, 800 years, is due again. That is not the big one. Taylor says that the drought of the century, similar to the 1930s, would occur this decade. He forecasts that while the Earth's climate is changing, some weather cycles recorded by actual data or discerned by studying tree rings is remarkably consistent. One consistency is the Gleisberg cycle, which says that changes in solar activity every 89 years corresponds with a major drought in the Midwest. This happened in 1847, 1936, and will likely happen again around 2025, unquote. The 1930s was a period of multi-year drought with varying year-to-year intensity. Some kind of a drought started here last summer and appears to be ongoing today. Whether this is the pre-runner to the drought of 2025, I would not know. What I do know is that in my 48-year career in farming, I have never been in such doubt over the prospects of my corn pollinating as there appears to be this year. The weather forecasts as they are now would need to be wrong in a big way for my crops' water needs to be satisfied this season. A period of 90 to 100-degree temps in early June would not typically be a problem to watered crops. The crop development was not advanced yet to provide ground cover. Winds have exceeded norms, and the moisture depletion through evaporation is the last thing that we need. Taylor says if it is going to be a dust bowl in this century, it's hitting us in 2025, and we are right at the four-year buildup to that now. Look back and see what the buildup was in the records in the 1930s. That's what we are expecting for weather volatility at this time. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.